Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Sam Vecca. Batting third. The third baseman, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The first baseman, Tony Lupien. Batting third. The third baseman, Luke Appling. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fifth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marino Pieretti. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Marino Pieretti. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vecca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vecca hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lupien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vecca for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 1 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pieretti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 1 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 1 in the game. Lupien strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. LePon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Trucks reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-1 in the game. Sierra strikes out. One out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-2 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Philly. The throw from Swift and he is out, Lake applying the tag. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards third. Outlaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marino Pieretti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pieretti is 0-for-1 in the game. Pieretti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. Wakefield hits a fly ball into left field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lupien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lupien is 0 for 2 in the game. Lupien bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Callaway moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks spins and fires to second and Lepon drops the ball. That's an error on Lepon. Callaway moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callaway scores. Lupien moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Outlaw juggles the ball. That's an error on Outlaw. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 3 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Philly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers. Philly reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to third. One out. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Marino Pieretti. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into right field. Hodgen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Appling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.